Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Thank you for joining us on the program today. For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith Jones, well, she certainly made an extraordinary contribution in the fields of holistic health, longevity, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit. She did that for over 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. Susan travels internationally as a frequent radio, TV, talk show guest, motivational speaker, the author of over 30 books, including The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, Choose to Thrive, and the newly released and the discussion of our program today, Be the Change, Living with Faith, Confidence, and Vigor. I think it's accurate to say that we all would like to live with empowering faith, confidence, and vigor and be on a fast track to living balanced, peaceful, and successful lives. Well, if these topics interest you, then today's program is perfect. Everything we discussed today can be found in much more detail in Dr. Susan's new book, which is available at Amazon. Also on the website in five different formats, including an autograph copy by Susan with a note card and bookmark. You can read the entire foreword and afterword for the book, as well as view a sample of the contents on Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. And she's back with us on the program. Dr. Susan, welcome back.
Hi, Rick. Great to be with you. I love this topic today.
It is a great topic and a great book. The new book is called Be the Change. It's fantastic. First of all, I have to say, a book cover really makes a good first impression when it's a Dr. Susan book. I love the cover, A+, once again on the cover with this. It grabs your attention and it's so cheerful. I've got it in front of me and I love it.
Oh, thank you so much. A+. I like that grade too. And you know the title, you probably know this because you've got the first copy of the book.
Yes.
But it's from Gandhi's famous quote, "Be the change you want to see in the world." That's always been one of my favorite quotes because it's really true.
I mean, three little words and can make a difference in your life. If you're concerned about something, chances are you've got the opportunity to change that by being the change. We're going to get into detail, but give me sort of a synopsis of the book and why you decided to write this.
So it's a simple book, you know, designed in full color. It's only 120 pages and beautiful photographs, too. Just the right amount of life-changing and empowering info. So you're not overwhelmed reading it. And remember, you and I have talked about this before. It's not what you read, but it's what you incorporate into your life from what you read. So I have countless suggestions and holistic guidance that will put you on the path to a healthy, confident, and successful life. And I believe it's within our God-given power to choose. If you want positive changes in your life, it must come from you. You need to be the shining example. If you want a more peaceful home life or community or world, you must first seek to be at peace within yourself. If you want to see your family and loved ones being healthy and fit, you first make the deliberate choices to be healthy and fit. So the motto is be the change and be that gleaming ideal of what you wish to see in your world and in your life, because it starts with you.
This book, like all of your books, Be the Change, is very doable. And you mentioned something, so often you'll read a book and it's like, I'm not sure I can do that. You read one of Dr. Susan's books and it's like, yeah, I can do that. That's why these books touch so many people in a positive way. The book is Be the Change, Living with Faith, Confidence, and Vigor. Foreword of the book is written by David Craddock, who shares many stories, a lot of things I didn't know about you. You get a sort of an inside track on who you are, what you're like in your personal and private life. And I think Practical Joker would be a pretty good description of you. I didn't realize you had that side of you.
I know. Actually, I am quite a practical joker. But keep in mind that I never do it in a way to hurt someone else. I only like to get people laughing. And so I do this with friends. I haven't done this in a serious business meeting yet, or at least not at this point. Who knows? But I just like to see people laugh. You know, here's an example. I wrote it in the book. It wasn't that long ago, and I went with two other females and three males to a restaurant here in Brentwood. And the three men were sitting on the opposite side of the table. We were on the other side. And I sort of conferred with the three women that very slowly over the next 10 minutes, we will very gently move this big table for six people closer to our side. And these three men were busy talking. They didn't even know what was going on. And about 10 minutes later, the entire table was a foot closer to our side, and all the three men kept leaning over to get the fork from the plate to their mouth, but none of them realized what we had done until the three of us were laughing uncontrollably. So that's like a practical joke I do. And for this next one, I've done this a few times, well, actually countless times, and we probably need a psychiatrist to work with me on my issues.
Sort of analyze what you're doing here.
But I love to take a well-washed plastic little bug that, you know, I've got ones that look exactly like cockroaches or flies. And when I'm with someone eating or a group of people, I'll put the cockroach on their plate. And all of a sudden, because they're looking the other way, and they turn around and they see it, they get all freaked out. So I'll quickly grab the cockroach off the plate, and remember, I've washed it well, and I'll put it in my mouth like I'm eating it, and they get horrified. And then, of course, I laugh. If there's more than that one person, other people laugh, and of course, I might not be eating any meals with them in the future, but it's just funny to me to play jokes on people in the nicest way possible.
And one of the topics that we've talked about before in the program, and you talk about it in Be the Change, is you have to be able to laugh. Life is meant to be lived, and part of living is laughter. You know, in your book, you write a lot about how to create a peaceful and healthy beginning and how to use peace as sort of a barometer for successful living. Talk about exactly what you mean by that and how we can go about implementing that.
Yes, and I just think there's nothing more important than living a peaceful life. But you look at today's world, and you know it's difficult to do that. But when you have a deep faith and lots of confidence in yourself, you know, the subtitles of the book, the words, and you have a strong and healthy body, then you have peace. If one of these is missing, if you have no faith and no confidence and you're not healthy, it's hard to feel peaceful. So that's why I focus on these attributes in the book, how to build your faith, have lots of self-confidence, and, of course, maintain and have a healthy body. And you put those three together, faith plus confidence plus vigor, and that equals peace.
We're talking about the book, Be the Change, Living with Faith, Confidence, and Vigor by Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Book's available at Amazon, at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. Of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book has a lot of great color pictures. On the cover that I talked about, a number of the pictures, you have flowers. You use the word flowering as well in your writing. You recommend being in nature as much as possible to live a life of faith, confidence, and vigor. Nature is a big part of that. Why is that so important?
Well, you know I'm a wordsmith. I happen to love words, and I love the word flowering. I like this form of the word. Of course, it has to do with blooming flowers, but it can be applied to you, like you developing fully and richly. Richie, that's good. You being in or reaching an optimum stage of development, as in the flowering of your heart, the flowering of your vitality, the flowering of your human potential. So it's time for all of us to flower up in our lives and be the best we can be. And of course, find ways. You know, I'm into everyone spending time in nature. And find ways to bring nature indoors, like flowers in your home, plants, maybe a little fountain. And then also spending time in nature. But in your home is great. And the beauty of the nature will brighten your mood and enrich your day and help you to feel more peaceful. Being in nature also heals the body, mind, and spirit. And I travel all over the world, and I meet with people from all walks of life, and we all want the same thing. We want peace. Peace between nations must first rest, I believe, on a solid foundation of peace between individuals. And to feel peaceful with others, we must first feel peace within ourselves. That's why the book is called Be the Change. So I give you countless ways throughout the book and simple, surefire tips on how you can create a more peaceful life and live in the world, Rick, but not get so entwined in the daily nugatory mindsets or circumstances. And like you just said earlier, not take yourself and your life quite so seriously.
Yeah, the world is pretty chaotic now. In fact, I've never seen it that chaotic. And I've been on the planet Earth for a number of years now. I've never seen anything quite so chaotic. How do you stay calm through all of this and try to retain that peacefulness that we've talked about?
Well, all right. That's a great question. And I would say that my calmness, and I am a pretty calm person, and on occasion I'm ruffled and I'm stressed out, but mostly a calm, and I live a serene life. And that's because I pray a lot. I think we need to play and pray more. And we need to fill our minds with things that inspire us, like reading this book. I also spend some time each day and I read the Bible. And passages from the Bible inspire me. And when you choose to put your focus on things for which you are grateful every day, you will find yourself quickly becoming more peaceful.
The book we're talking about is Be the Change, Living with Faith, Confidence, and Vigor. You can read the foreword sampler and afterword for Be the Change at SusanSmithJones.com. How important are faith and trust in living a happy and balanced life? And what does faith, what does it mean to you?
Well, I always think it's important to have faith in and trust something bigger than yourself. So for me, it's God. So that's a no-brainer for me. But faith, if I have to define faith, it's that intuitive recognition of the truth behind all things. It's not like a passive acceptance, but it's a committed belief, a belief that you can put into practice and action. And one of my favorite quotes in the world is by Ralph Waldo Emerson, who wrote, "The whole course of things goes to teach us faith when anything happens to us in our lives." Do you look at it as, why did this happen to me, like playing the victim, or do you change that preposition? Why is this happening for me? And there's another quote I love by Ralph Waldo Trine. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I've not.
Yeah, a great philosopher and writer. And he said, "Faith is an invisible and invincible magnet and attracts to itself whatever it fervently desires and persistently expects." And I love that. So faith, trust, and belief. When you have that, it lifts your sense of discouragement and defeat and helplessness. And when you live a more faith-filled life, it brings about a change in your consciousness so that the creative flow of life and love and unlimited possibilities can fill your being. And I believe that we have to stop looking outside ourselves all the time for solutions and answers and changes, and instead put our trust and faith in God.
You know, you mentioned believe there. I remember a story in the book, and we don't want to give it away, but just tease it a little bit, a story where you believed that you were going to meet Julie Andrews just after going to a sing-along version of the movie The Sound of Music. Talk about that, because without giving the story away, but it really was an inspiring story.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I a meeting was canceled. I went to Westwood, close to where I live, and they had one of those sing-along versions of The Sound of Music. So I'll go to the very back row with nobody around me, like my own personal karaoke. And I'll stand up and I'll sing. You know, of course, my favorite movie in the world, I know every song. And when I left it, I kept hoping and wishing and visualizing driving back to Brentwood, where I sat in a cafe, that I could meet Julie Andrews. And then I left the cafe, and the most amazing thing happened. And it's I give 2 to 3 pages of details about what happened next, about meeting Julie Andrews, that you'll get angel bumps, I call them, when you read this story.
It's a great story. It's in the book, Be the Change, Living with Faith, Confidence, and Vigor by Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Our guest on This Week in America, and she's back on today's program right after these messages. We're back This Week in America. The book is Be the Change, Living with Faith, Confidence, and Vigor. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones back with us on the program. You put a lot of emphasis in the book on gratitude, not only in Be the Change, but Choose to Thrive, that book also available at Dr. Susan's website and at Amazon. Talk about the power of gratitude and how we can open up a little bit to show gratitude and to appreciate things that we have.
I think, Rick, that gratitude is one of the most important aspects of living a happy, peaceful, successful, and thriving life. There is such tremendous healing power when you focus on positive aspects of your life and being grateful for all the good things that you have, even during times of loss and stress. You remember that my grandmother used to say to me all the time that your attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And I believe it's common sense that focusing on all the gifts and blessings rather than harping on everything that's wrong or unsatisfying can help you maintain a optimistic perspective. But the idea that gratitude can help lift us up during stressful times is also supported by research. And it's that those who think about positive things in their lives on a regular basis are definitely healthier, happier, more motivated, less stressed, and more well-rested. And they even have more positive and fulfilling relationships. So I don't think, at least in America, that we should leave the task of counting our blessings for a Thursday in November for Thanksgiving Day, because each and every day I encourage people to take a moment and be grateful for all you have. Maybe you write a thank you note or express your gratitude to a loved one or offer prayers of thankfulness during meditation, because what you think about consistently brings more of the same into your life. So focusing on the positive, even during stressful times, is part of the path to transforming your life.
In the book, Be the Change, you've got some very uplifting, motivating sections on prayer and meditation that we just talked about, inspiring me to add these to the daily lifestyle. That's something that really can sort of slow us down, calm us down a little bit, and give us a whole different perspective, can it?
Definitely. Now, prayer and meditation, they're cost-free practices, and both have been scientifically proven to heal the body, boost immunity, reverse aging, lift your mood from negative to positive, and so much more. And, Rick, there are over 1,000 studies on how meditation benefits all aspects of physical health and well-being. And in the Bible, you know, I've met some Christians who don't take a liking to meditation, but I think they forget that there are so many references to meditation and why we should meditate in the Bible. One of my favorites is Psalm 145:5. It says, I will meditate on your majestic, glorious splendor and your wonderful miracles. Now, that's beautiful to me. And there's no single one way to meditate. You know, the essence of meditation is mindfulness. In other words, be in the present moment. You could be walking or driving, but it's all about your state of mind. You can meditate on your favorite passages in the Bible, like the quote I just mentioned. But you don't want to focus on mistakes of the past or to-do lists for your future. You simply nudge yourself to that experience of the present by perhaps noticing your breath or nature around you. You can incorporate soft music, the sounds of nature, or anything that helps you relax. Or what I often do is you can sit, close your eyes. Of course, you don't do this while you're driving. And you focus on your breathing. You inhale and exhale slowly and deeply, focusing on the sound and rhythm of your breathing. And when you do this, the breathing deeply, just that by itself, is one of the quickest ways to reduce stress, burn more calories, increase your creativity, bolster confidence, and supercharge energy. So remember, too, that when you meditate, it gets you out of your head and into your body. It calms the mind and body. It allows you to maintain emotional balance. It lowers blood pressure, soothes the gut, that's a good word.
Yes.
Makes the body less reactive to stress hormones. And I look at meditation as a triple whammy. It's a salve for the body, mind, and spirit.
You know, time always goes so fast. So much great information in the book, Be the Change, available at Amazon, Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. You can get autographed copies by Susan of Be the Change. You'll find details for this on our website. It includes a personal note card and bookmark as well. I have a bookmark on pages 90 and 91. Really inspirational. You're talking there about some essential positive changes for good that we all can use in our lives. As we wrap up the program today, give us something positive that we can do right now.
Well, this one is crucial. Every day, always remember that your radiant body responds to the blessings of love, praise, and gratitude. So you want to bless your body temple. You want no negative self-talk. You only want to speak positively about yourself. Take time each day to bless your body temple and acknowledge your oneness with spirit. Celebrate that magnificence. And no negative self-talk about yourself.
It's interesting because so often we start a sentence with, I can, or I don't think I can, or I've never done that before. That's really planting that doubt in the back of your mind that you're going to be able to pull it off. A minute left here. Give me a couple other topics in the book, Be the Change.
Well, how about tips to reaching your goals in record-breaking time?
Okay.
Surefire guidance on how to say goodbye to depression and anxiety. You'll find out how my grandmother reached out to me in the most amazing way when I ran my first marathon, even though she had passed away a year before. You'll learn how sleep will help you lose weight, earn more money, and become smarter. You'll also get simple ways to put wings under your confidence and self-esteem and soar into your very best life.
All of that in one book. The book is Be the Change, Living with Faith, Confidence, and Vigor. You can read the foreword sampler afterward for Be the Change at susansmithjones.com. While you're on the website, if you haven't already done so, be sure to sign up for her monthly, and it's free, Healthy Living Newsletters. Lots of high-level wellness information, and you'll get it every 30 days. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure to have you on the program. I love Be the Change, Living with Vigor, with Faith, Confidence, and Vigor. I sometimes put Vigor first, but you have them officially as Living with Faith, Confidence, and Vigor. Sometimes I get excited and I put Vigor at the head of the pack, but you get all this great information at the book Be the Change, available at susansmithjones.com and at amazon.com. Dr. Susan, thank you for being with us. We'll see you again next month.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.